And when the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And inspired by the Spirit, he came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for the glory of thy people, Israel. And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him, and Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is spoken against, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that thoughts out of many hearts may be revealed. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, having lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity, and as a widow till she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshipping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she gave thanks to God, and spoke of him to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. I was glad when they said to me, Let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem, built as a city which is bound firmly together, to which the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, as was decreed for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. Their thrones for judgment were set, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls and security within your towers. For my brethren and companions' sake, I will say, Peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. Mary and Joseph ascend to the house of the Lord, with Jesus in their arms. This rebuilt second temple, which had long been missing the Ark of the Covenant, would now welcome the new Ark of the Covenant, Mary, and in her arms, God himself. Holy Simeon and the prophetess Anna had long awaited the coming of the Lord. A light to the Gentiles, the glory of Israel, was this small baby. Simeon was at peace, while Anna told everyone who would listen the joyous news about the redemption of Israel. We too should be like Anna, proclaiming the good news of our Savior Jesus Christ to all those awaiting comfort, to all those awaiting justice, to all those awaiting peace. Let us proclaim the good news that we have a Savior who knows our sufferings so personally, he understands us. Let us rejoice, and let us pray. O blessed Anna the prophetess, whose sanctity is revealed in the gospel, help us be joyous heralds of the good news, that as we walk the path of righteousness, we may give glory to God. In Jesus' name, Amen.